Lord be with you.
At Holden Village, it has become our pattern once a week to gather in prayer around the cross. This is a simple service of intercessory prayer. It is a time for silence and stillness as we immerse ourselves in scripture, song, and prayer.
Hear the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Go down to the potter's house, and there I will give you my message. So I went down to the potter's house, and I saw him working at the wheel. But the pot he was shaping from the clay was marred in his hands. So the potter formed it into another pot, shaping it as it seemed best to him. Then the word of the Lord came to me, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter does? Like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand.
Just as the potter shapes a vessel, so does God shape each of us. Formed out of dust, holy breath, and love, we are made to be filled with grace, so that we may pour out that grace for one another. Through prayer, we reach from our depths and ask God to fill all our hollow places.
Kyrie eleison. Christe eleison. Kyrie eleison. Eleison, eleison.
Often we do not feel whole. We are acutely aware of our brokenness, of the cracks, splinters, and shards that fall away from the vessels God has made. Guilt, shame, frustration, despair, bodily pain, depression, they mar our shape and dampen our hopes. We feel unable to offer ourselves to God and to each other, as we feel imperfect and unworthy to receive God's healing.
But the point is not to be perfect, to say the perfect thing, dance the perfect dance, sing the perfect song, and live the perfect life. The point is the presence of God, the presence of the crucified and risen one, shining through our splinters, cracks, and broken pieces. The point is the presence of God's life and light shining within and through us.
In the words of Leonard Cohen, ring the bells that still can ring. Forget your perfect offering. There is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in.
Kyrie eleison.
begin to sing together again, you are invited to come, all you who long for healing, and light a candle as you pray. A sign of the light of Christ shining in you and in all the cracks and dark places of our world. If you would like others to gather around you in prayer and with the laying on of hands, come and light a candle at one of the bowls. If you would prefer to pray alone, please come and pray at one of the boxes.
A reading from 2 Corinthians. But we have this treasure in clay jars, so that it may be made clear that this extraordinary power belongs to God and does not come from us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be made visible in our bodies.
Come, come to the cross to pray. For Christ is broken with and for this whole wounded world and fills us with all the light and grace of God.
Kindle a flame to lighten the dark and take all fear away.
Thank you.
my prayer. O Lord, hear my prayer. When I call, answer me. O Lord, hear my prayer. O Lord, hear my prayer. Come and listen to me. Don't be afraid. My love is stronger. My love is stronger than your fear. Don't be afraid. My love is stronger. And I have promised to be always near.
us pray. O God of our making and of our molding, our shaping and reshaping, we thank you for our lives. Fill the cracks in us and in our world with your light and grace. Just as the potter shapes the vessel, shape us to do your work. Then enter us, body, mind, and spirit, we pray, and heal us of all that would harm us, filling us with your mercy and love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You may remain for prayer, or you may leave quietly. Go this night in the peace of Christ. Amen.